This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new poll finds 60% favor government doing more to reduce inequality between the rich and poor, although only 33% of Republicans support this, 80% of Democrats do. Committee Against Torture, a Russian human rights group, had to flee its offices in Grozny, the capital of Chechnya, as masked men vandalized their space, cheered on by a small crowd. North Carolina legislature approved a bill for a 72-hour waiting period for abortion, if signed by the governor. City of Honolulu has extended the areas where it bans sitting or lying down from the Waikiki Beach area to other neighborhoods, largely to target homeless tent cities. Yahoo won digital rights to live stream a regular season NFL game from London between the Buffalo Bills and Jacksonville Jaguars. Taco Bell is planning to sell beer and wine at its Chicago store. 22 states and the District of Columbia have enacted crowdfunding rules while still waiting for federal regulation. The vote to recommend approval of flibanserin, a women's sexual enhancement and stimulation drug sometimes called women's Viagra, by an advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration, followed two rejections in a campaign for the drug's approval. Without public notice, the Obama administration has expanded the warrantless surveillance of Americans' international internet traffic to search for evidence of cyber attacks, according to classified documents provided by Edward J. Snowden. Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, won approval to add a restriction in a defense policy bill to stop the military from paying for troop tributes at NFL games. Employees at Gawker Media, the company that publishes websites like Gawker and Jezebel, voted by a substantial margin to form a union, a first for a prominent digital media outlet. The Obama administration announced what appeared to be one of the largest breaches of federal employees' data involving at least 4 million current and former government workers in an intrusion that officials said apparently originated in China. The compromised data was held by the Office of Personnel Management, which handles government security clearances and federal employee records. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.